for you, and if not, never mind. There's plenty more music on the show today. But right now it's time for an interview. We're talking about women in business in this particular month of August being Women's Month. We've been focusing on those that have made a mark or continue to make their mark in business. And my very special guest, Purushni Naidu, is now in the spotlight as it is Women's Month. And this has been a good Women's Month for you so far, Purushni.
It's been amazing. Really wonderful. All the attention on women empowerment and focusing on how to uplift our female community. It's been a great month.
So let's hope it continues in that vein forever and ever. Amen. Now, let's talk about your business. You're in the skin, but the beauty aspect of the skin business, not the awful dermatological problem aspect.
So as a medical doctor, yes, I am in the aesthetic or the non-invasive cosmetic industry. So yeah, we don't treat typical traditional dermatology, but we use medical modalities to treat the skin conditions, and we use active ingredients and medical registered products to improve the skin quality. We treat pigmentation, we treat anti-aging, and we treat concerns like acne. Anti-aging is the big one.
And that's something that afflicts, I don't think there's a human being on the planet that hasn't eventually had to succumb to the fact that age takes no prisoners. But you can hold back the tide for a while.
Yes, that's the aim.
For how long?
I think what I focus on is making you look good for your age, not trying to make you look like 30 years younger, yeah, but just good for your age. And I focus on the health of the skin and not so much the beauty aspect, because I think if you focus on skin health, your skin will look amazing.
Ah, wonderful. Well, then let's just go through some of these strange and exotic questions that you've been asked to ponder. What is the most memorable or maybe funny moment you've had in your professional career?
So, you know, we have quite an active social media profile, and we spend some time in the week trying to create content for our followers, stuff that's educational but entertaining. And I think there are many oopsie moments, because, you know, when you're trying to not use medical jargon in describing something, you always kind of put your foot in it. So I think that almost on a weekly basis, I have a oopsie or a funny moment in the practice when it comes to creating content for social media. It keeps the mood light and it keeps the energy between our staff, you know, exciting, that we can have a laugh about things.
Oh, cool. That's obviously, then you have the right approach to life. And I'm sure stress is a part of it, though.
I think, yes, stress is a part of everyone's life.
So how do you handle stress?
Yeah, I think that's an ongoing project. I'm still always trying to find new ways of managing and coping with my stress. I think we all have a certain element of stress that keeps us motivated and keeps us solution driven. So I try to find ways of, you know, turning my stress into a positive thing. I try to focus on what the issue is and how I can make it better. I also try to use balance to cope with stress, so balancing out, you know, my personal and professional time, giving them, you know, the adequate amount of time to focus. And when I'm home with my family, it's only about my family. And when I'm at work, I'm pretty focused on that. I also try to keep...
So you don't take after-hours calls?
I do not.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah, I also, like, I try to do things that, you know, that relaxes me. I love exercising and being active and being outdoors, and I do a bit of yoga and meditation, or a little bit of a few things that helps me manage my stress.
And you don't take mushrooms or any of those things?
No, I don't.
I just asked the question because they're becoming quite popular.
It is.
Okay, well, we're talking, in case you just joined me, I'm talking to Dr. P. Purushni she's an expert when it comes to keeping your skin looking fabulous and feeling great. The company is called Skin Solutions, and it is Women in Business Month, and we're focusing very much on what makes these businesses that we've selected so special. So Purushni, as someone who wears many hats, how do you... we've actually covered how you find time for relaxation, I suppose. It's what you do. So let's jump on to a question that is quite difficult to answer. I'm not going to ask you your age. That would be impolite. But you're certainly very, very young and dynamic, but old enough to have learnt a few things. important things. What, if you had the chance to go back to the beginning, would you tell your young self, possibly as a student, with that vista stretching out in front of you as a blank canvas? You must have some advice that you would give your younger self.
Yes, definitely. You know, I think when I was younger, I was a fairly academic, and I felt I needed to have all the answers in terms of what I was going to do with my life and where I was going to land up. And I think that having lived life a bit, what I've learned is that, you know, there is no right answer in terms of what you should do with when it comes to career-wise. I think, you know, focus on something that you enjoy and then do that to your best of your ability. And life is so interesting, you know, you keep reinventing yourself as the times change, as you change, as you grow, as you interact with the world. So I think the advice would be that, you know, it's okay not to have it all together at the beginning. Life just has a way of working out.
And just in conclusion, if you had to identify three qualities that you believe have contributed most to your success in business, what would they be?
I think my motivation to achieve excellence. I think that in terms of offering the type of care I'd like to offer my patients and my clients, I want it to be the best that is out there. And I strive very much to keep up with both international trends and what is considered evidence-based medicine, so using a scientific background to treat skin conditions. I also learned that, you know, everything is about people and relationships. So whether it's the relationship between myself and my patients, myself and my staff, those are, you know, the cracks of a good business. So I try to work on those relationships, uplift my staff, you know, ensure that there's ongoing educational, you know, opportunities for them. And when it comes to my patients, I think, you know, listening to them is important. You know, often you want to tell them what you think they need to do. But people come to me when they're quite vulnerable. You know, being critical of yourself is a very vulnerable place to be. And they often, when they come to me, they have to tell me all that they don't like about themselves. So I really strive to build relationships and make connections with people. And I think that has held me in good stead when it comes to business. And I always do things as ethically. You know, there's in the industry that I am in, medical aesthetics, it's fairly unregulated. But I try to do the right thing, both, you know, medically and legally. And often, you know, it puts me in awkward positions because people can't understand why I won't do something. But for me, it's important that I'm doing the right thing because I'm the one with the medical expertise and the background.
And integrity. That's crucial. Your reputation speaks for itself. Skin Solutions has rooms now in Belito, but Umhlanga is the main branch. If you would like to consult, to have a consultation with Dr. P, I'm sure you can find Skin Solutions online as simply as going onto your favorite device and just Googling it. But this will go up as a podcast, so we'll put some information along with that as well. It's lovely chatting to you again. And as we said in the beginning, hopefully this Women's Empowerment Month just stretches on forever and ever. And thank you for joining me on the afternoon
show. Thank you so much for having me.